It's a football. It's a football.
If you don't know football, you shouldn't be with a microphone in your hand.
Hello and welcome to Soccer Sense, the sensible football podcast. This is Tariq joining you for a very special episode because we've got on the other side of the line a great friend of the podcast and making his appearance on the podcast after quite a long while. It's Apurv, our Liverpool super fan. Hi, Apurv.
Hi, Tariq. Thanks for having me over.
And we have been meaning to have a Liverpool super fan over on this podcast this year because, I mean, if we don't do it this season, what season are we going to do it in?
Absolutely. And you've been meaning to have it and, you're finally getting me on it. So maybe it's a good omen for what might happen on Sunday. You know, Liverpool has been meaning to win the league for a long time. And hopefully they'll do it on Sunday.
And that is where we are at. Actually, we are recording on a Friday. There is just about 48 hours exactly to go for the season finale to begin of a Premier League season that has been absolutely astonishing in all respects, especially if you look at the title race. And that is what we want to talk to you about today, Apurv. Take us through the season and we'll probably circle back to the Champions League and all the drama that was associated with that. But before that, take us through the season from a Liverpool perspective in terms of how they have done in the Premier League.
Okay. So, Tariq, I think it's been a season, how should I describe the season? It's been an amazing season, a season which has given a lot of joy to all the Liverpool fans. And yet, it might be a season where Liverpool fans might look back and say, what if? Any other season, a team getting 90 points and playing the kind of football that Liverpool is playing currently would have ended up with probably a double of the Premier League and the Champions League. When you talk about the players recruited, Virgil van Dijk was recruited in January, but you had Alisson Becker recruited in the summer. You had Zlatan Shaqiri signing. So the recruitment has been very good, and in fact, if you look at the last 2 years, I don't think you can actually point a finger at any of the signings that Liverpool have done. And if you compare it to say the recruitment the 2 years before that, particularly in Brendan Rodgers last year and Sir Kenny Dalglish's last year, the recruitment wasn't top quality. I think the recruitment has been brilliant. It has added depth to the Liverpool squad, and Klopp has used the squad depth magnificently. If you look at the Liverpool midfield over the last few games on what was perceived to be a very busy run, he's invariably sort of rotated the midfield, but yet the flow of the team has not been impacted at all. And that's a credit to Klopp. That's a credit to how he's visualized and built this team, and that's a credit to the recruitment that Liverpool Football Club has done.
And like you say, this could, ideally, Liverpool fans would want, of course, this to end with trophies. Where do you stand on the trophy debate in terms of, let's say, if it happens this year or if it doesn't happen this year, where do you see this project going in general?
Look, I'll be delighted if we win the trophies. There wouldn't be a happier man than me. But even if we don't win trophies, nobody can take away the memories of this season from me. Nobody can take away the joy that fans all over the world have, the Liverpool fans all over the world have experienced this year. So it's great if you can win trophies, but what Jurgen Klopp has given, he's given a sense of recognition to this Liverpool Football Club, to the Liverpool Football Club. The club, in my view, was drifting away. I was, in fact, just recollecting the other day in Brendan Rodgers' first season, Liverpool lost their first three games, or drew one game and lost three other games, and we were about 15th or 16th. It was only in the fifth game that we beat Sunderland, and that was considered to be a great victory. We beat Sunderland away. I remember in Brendan Rodgers' first season, in mid-November, we played West Ham away, a team managed by Sam Allardyce, and we huffed and puffed to a 3-2 victory, and that was considered to be a great result for Liverpool Football Club at that point of time, and we moved from like 13th, I think, to 10th or something to that effect. So those were the times that we were experiencing. In 2010, early 2010, Blackpool did a double over Liverpool. I mean, those were the times that Liverpool was experiencing Champions League was not a foregone conclusion, the qualification to Champions League, as it is right now. Liverpool was struggling. In fact, qualification to the Champions League was considered to be the aims and objective of the club. Nobody has noticed it, but we have now seamlessly qualified for three editions of Champions League without any trouble, without any problem. So it's the club has been transformed. I think we are more respected, we are more recognized, we are more envied in terms of the kind of football that we play, and we are back amongst being where Liverpool always belonged, and that is amongst the elite superpowers of European football. And then that in itself is I think a tremendous achievement. Of course, any fan, any club, any player would love to win trophies, but you know, we are living in times where winning trophies, you know, is, you know, getting 94 points is still not sufficient to win new trophies. So it's very difficult to win trophies. But if you're going to just restrict yourself to saying if you win a trophy it's a successful season, then I think you're really missing out on a lot, because no matter what happens, there are a lot of great memories that will be associated with this season.
And speaking of great memories, if I can steer you back to just about three nights ago, when Barcelona came visiting to Anfield, and if we could talk about that game, because that game has been pretty much a microcosm, the absolute epitome of what this season has been like, because Barcelona came here with a full-strength team, a team that had actually been rested on the weekend to prepare them for this midweek game. Liverpool had to huff and puff their way to a 3-2 win at Newcastle under very difficult circumstances in the meantime.
Absolutely. We're
missing some of their main players and had to overturn a 3-0 deficit. Just run us through as to how the miracle was possible.
So I think, there are a lot of sort of factors that culminate to that wonderful performance against Barcelona. About the 70th minute against Newcastle, Mohamed Salah gets injured with the score tied at 2-2, and is stretchered off at that moment of time. While watching the game, you're not actually sure what has happened, and because he's been stretchered off, the feeling is that's the season over. So you're thinking that's the season over. You sort of progress to the 85th minute, and it's still 2-2. And they're not really, Liverpool is not playing as well as they should. So it looks like this might end up in a draw. Manchester City might probably beat Leicester. And you're standing at the 3-0 deficit against Barcelona. So in all probability, in 3 days' time, the entire season is over. As we all know, Liverpool managed to score a goal in the 88th minute to Diogo Origi, 3-2 victory. The emotions are high, but then your emotions are focused on what Manchester City is going to do. City then go on and beat, that game is again filled with a lot of emotions from a Liverpool fan perspective. At halftime, you're probably thinking maybe the unthinkable might happen. You know, maybe Leicester might just be able to hold off Man City. You're thinking at that stage, if they do that, tomorrow's game is irrelevant because, not irrelevant, but, even if you get out of the Champions League, the bigger game is on Saturday. Till about 70 minutes, again, that the emotions are fluctuating. You're hoping Leicester are going to hold City off, but then there comes a dagger in your heart with the Vincent Kompany goal, and then the mood is all despondent. It's depressing. You've probably somewhere along the line there's a realization that the Premier League chance is gone, and there's no way at that point of time what you're thinking is there's no way that you're going to overturn a 3-0 deficit against Barcelona, and there are a lot of factors to that as well. Barcelona is a very talented team. It's got some of the greatest players playing currently, the best players playing currently. Now, secondly, Barcelona went through a similar sort of game last year when Roma overturned a 3-goal deficit. And logic will tell you that these great players will not let it happen twice to them. So the chances of Liverpool, and around 6 o'clock in the evening, Indian Standard Time, Jurgen Klopp gives a speech at Champions League press conference. And the first question he's asked about Salah, and he says, Salah and Roberto Firmino are ruled out. Now, at the best of times, at the best of their players, overturning a 3-0 deficit against Barcelona is difficult. Without those players, it's close to impossible. But as the game starts, Tariq, and there's a goal that Liverpool scores in the 6th minute. To my mind, once that first goal went in, it almost seemed inevitable that Liverpool will score 4. At no point of time was there a fear that Barcelona will strike back or Liverpool may not be able to achieve it. At all times, Divock Origi scored that first goal, it just was inevitable. And look, I was watching it on the television in Pune, but just the noise that was coming out from Anfield, I think, you know, the atmosphere there would have been incredible. People who actually saw that would have probably had the time of their life. But and the way the team played, the way the team responded was brilliant. And I think what added to all the achievement were the scenes, post-game scenes, where the team sort of got together, you know, acknowledged the crowd. There were tears. You know, you saw James Milner in tears. You saw Gini Wijnaldum in tears. So all of that sort of just, you know, showed the world what Liverpool Football Club is all about. It was an incredible victory. It was a victory that nobody thought was possible about 24 hours before the game. But it was a victory against a team considered by many as the best team in Europe. So that all that sort of adds up to the occasion.
And not just the occasion, but also the fact that this, again, highlights exactly what this team has become over the last couple of seasons, or maybe couple of seasons and a half. A team that has incredible belief in itself, a team that has shown itself to be resilient time and again. I mean, you could count the number of times that they have picked themselves up from adversarial positions this season itself.
Absolutely. I mean, I can go back to the last Champions League qualifying game against Napoli, and Liverpool had to win it either 1-0 or by a clear difference of two goals, otherwise they would have been knocked out of the Champions League. And the team showed tremendous resilience and belief. They got the goal and defended. There were some tremendous saves by Alisson, and Liverpool progressed. And there have been so many games when you thought that Liverpool would be pegged back, either in the Premier League, even in the Champions League. People forget where Liverpool, you know, were at home to Bayern Munich in the pre-quarterfinals, and the game ended 0-0. And then went to Allianz Arena and scored three goals to win 3-1 against Bayern Munich. That's not an easy thing to do. You know, there have been so many occasions in the Premier League. 88th minute against Spurs, the scores were locked at 1-1. Spurs could have, walked away with the game, or at least with the draw. And somehow Liverpool managed to sort of squeeze in a goal against Fulham. Again, 82nd minute, 1-1. Liverpool created a chance, get a penalty, score a goal. The team was 1-0 down a goal against Burnley, ended up winning 3-1. And I just spoke about the Newcastle game. So, and of course, this Barcelona game. This team never gives up. Klopp keeps telling us it's probably the fans who give up a bit earlier than the players, but the team never gives up. And it's so much, so proud to be associated with the team. So much fun following this team. And this team never gives up. And that's why I'm very optimistic that something might just happen on Sunday as well.
Right, and we hope that it does, because we will definitely again come back to you for the reactions after that and after the Champions League game as well, because that is another huge chance that this club has to excel in a competition that almost by birthright we consider the our competition to be in. It's just unfortunate.
We've won it 5 times, that's what we tell everyone, don't we? We've won it 5 times. I don't think any other English team has won it as many times. And the fifth time was, again, similar to what probably was one step, just because it was the final, was one step better than what we did against Barcelona the other day. 3-0 down, with 45 minutes, second half remaining, against Maldini, Nesta, and the likes, and Gattuso of AC Milan. We still managed to come back 3-all. As I said, this club never gives up.
And this whole never give up gene in the DNA of this club has been rediscovered, because it was a dormant gene for a while. But like you said, with some shrewd recruiting, with some great coaching, some great tactical and managerial nous, and of course, outstanding heart from the players who are out there in the middle. It's been an absolute pleasure of a season to watch, and a season to remember. And we will maybe come back for a more specific breakdown later on, but thank you so much, Apoorv, for giving us this wonderful overview of what has gone on with Liverpool Football Club this whole season.
Thank you, Tariq. Just talking to you, and recollecting everything that's happened over the last 8 months or so has made me, you know, I mean, has got the hair on the back of my neck stand up again. It's been incredible. and as I said, whatever happens again, whatever happens on Sunday, I think once the dust settled down, so emotions go down, I think all Liverpool fans will look back upon this season very, very, very fondly. I think, and I think, you know, a team can only give its supporters, you know, happiness and moments that they will remember by. And I think in that respect, Liverpool has ticked all boxes.
And that's a terrific sentiment to close this pod on. Thank you so much again, Apoor, for joining us. And we will.
Thank you, Tariq. Thanks.
We definitely hope that we will be having you on again soon.
Sure. Hopefully on Sunday evening itself to celebrate.
Yes,
if Premier League title.
There would be an emergency pod going right out if that happens. And that's all the time we have with our special guest here this week. You can find us on Twitter at SenSoccer, and you can subscribe to us on any of the podcatching platforms that you use. In the meantime, this is Tariq signing off. Until next time.